Hey guys, and welcome to an episode of Words on Wednesday by me, Karina, where we talk about life as a Christian and how God not only continues to change my life, but also many lives surrounding me. And if you want to grow in your faith, you want to know more about God, you want to know more about Jesus, then this is the right podcast for you. Thank you so much for listening and make sure to enjoy today's episode. Hello, hello guys. So today we'll be talking about distraction. And as you may have noticed, I have been distracted myself because there hasn't been a new episode being uploaded in the past 3 weeks. One reason was because I was on holiday, and the second reason was it obviously was Christmas, or it is Christmas. Actually, right now it's the second Christmas day. It's the 26th of December, and somehow I wasn't in a Christmas mood at all. Some people say a week was missing and that is the reason. But I also think the missing snow, of course, but I think, yeah, I start to grow up and really know the true meaning of Christmas and that it's not circumstances and gifts why we celebrate Christmas, but we always have to remember and remind ourselves that it's about Jesus being brought into this world, even if he wasn't born on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day in December. But yeah, we all know that, but we celebrate him either way. We shall do it every day as well. So yeah, but yeah, so we will be talking about distraction, and as I said before, I have been distracted. And distraction is something that should not be easily taken, because distraction can actually lead us further away from God, and it actually is an attack from the enemy to bring us further away from God, because he wants us to be distracted. He wants us not to hear God's voice and what he's saying, because then he can have us wherever he wants us to be, which is, in the first place, distanced from God. So in the previous episode, I was talking about Habakkuk, and Habakkuk wasn't distracted. He was waiting for God. He was waiting patiently for an answer to his request and to his question, and he wasn't distracted. He waited, and he heard, and he received. But we can also read it in different parts of the scripture as well. We like see it with Jacob. He wrestled with God, and he said, "I will not leave until you bless me." So it's really about patience and waiting and being committed to wait and to hear from God and not just take it as it is. So he didn't leave until he received a blessing of God. And to say that to God and wrestle with God, that is, imagine like us doing that. Are we really that determined anymore? This is the question we have to ask ourselves. But then we also have to think about the still small voice that Elijah heard. He wasn't in the thunder. He wasn't in the earthquake. God's voice was a still small voice. It was a whisper. And Elijah waited. He could have taken the thunder and the storm and everything and could be like, okay, God is not speaking. It's just like natural, like, you know, disasters or like natural occurrences. But no, he waited and he was able to listen and to hear the still small voice. So it's about, we have to ask ourselves, are we able to listen anymore? Are we able to be this patient and to wait and really know that, God, I will not leave your presence until you give me an answer or until you give me this blessing? Are we really this committed anymore, or are we taking things lightly and as they are? And then we also have to think about something, that this does not come from anywhere. To be ready and to persist and to wait on him, it's not something that comes naturally that someone is gifted by, but no, it's hard daily work. He says in his word, we have to crucify our flesh daily. Distractions are nice. Yeah, we can binge watch Netflix for 3 hours. We can do all those things that are not reading in his word, that are not spending time with him, that are not worship, that are not spending time in studying his word. We can do all those other things and they are fun. Yeah. But if we think about it, are we nourishing the spirit? We are just nourishing the flesh and our desires. If it's watching a Netflix series, or if it's going to the gym and everything, if something becomes an idol and you replace it with more time with it than with God, it actually is not good. Because we have to prepare ourselves and we have to make this decision daily. And it doesn't even need to be sin that is being replaced by spending time with him. It can be simple tasks that we are exalting above him because we're spending more time with it than with him. And we have to think about the story of the virgins. The virgins that were waiting for the groom. Some of them had their oil prepared and brought extra oil to be ready when he comes and when it takes longer. But then there were the foolish ones who just took their oil and didn't take a replacement and a refill. So they asked those who had a refill, please give us something from your oil. And they were like, no, you have to get your own oil. And then they went and they missed the groom. This was a parable that Jesus told. And it's just like, we have to be ready whenever. Like at all times of every day, we have to make this decision to store up ourselves like spiritual riches, to store up within ourselves spiritual riches that is like feeding our spiritual, our spirit, and not just our flesh. Because it is so easy to eat every day. For some, it may not be easy, but we can eat every day. But what are we eating spiritually every day? If we are not in the mood to read the word and read the Bible because we don't understand the words, yeah, of course, this happens. But we have to overcome this like feeling of like, this is our flesh talking of like, oh, it's so boring. You won't understand it anyways. But it's like, either way, I will sit down and spend time with God because maybe he will tell me something. He will say something to me as I sit and read the Bible. You never know. Because God always speaks. But sometimes he wants to reveal something so beautiful to you that you're only able to see if you spend time with him continuously and to sensitize yourself towards his voice. And if we're being honest, spending time in stillness with God isn't easy, because even like when we go back to meditations, and I'm talking about Christian meditations, like you can also do abide meditations, it's like often mentioned, if your mind drifts away, come back to the moment of stillness, come back to not thinking of anything and just dwelling and meditating on the scripture that they've just talked about before. But nowadays, our mind drifts at I don't know how many miles per hour. We are so consumed with thoughts, with so many things of, oh, we could do this, oh, I need to do this, and oh, I should have done this, oh, I forgot this, and I need to do this, I need to remember this. Our thoughts. I think we've never been as busy as we are nowadays because we also have our phones. Like there was a pastor, he said earlier on that there's like a worship song saying he got the whole world in his hand. And then he said like, now it's like we got the whole world in our hands with our smartphones. With just a click on an app, we can see lives, like the best parts of life being portrayed from people all over the world. We can start to compare ourselves, we can start to be sad about it, we can start to beat ourselves up about it because we haven't done what they have done. But it's like, we are so busy with, oh, I need to do this, and we are so caught up that we cannot enjoy moments of stillness anymore. And we are not even able to get in a moment of stillness. And even with, like, boredom, we're not bored anymore. We don't need to be bored. We have streaming services, we have games, we have phones, we have friends, we can call at any time. Like, you don't even need to leave the house. We're not bored anymore. We can always find something to do, especially with our smartphones. We can watch one series. If we don't like the series, we skip to the next one. There's nothing we need to do. We can choose another thing. If, like, early in the day, you got a book, you had to read that book if you got it from the library. And if you didn't like it, you had to get out and get a new book. And not, you don't have an ebook. Like, you didn't have an ebook. And now you do have all that. But it's about, we got so comfortable with having everything at hand. And we get so easily distracted without even realizing that it is distraction. But we have to remind ourselves and always come back to this moment of stillness, because it is so dangerous to be distracted and not even notice it. Because as I said in the beginning, this is where the enemy wants to have us. Distracted, distanced from God. And then over the course of distraction, we eventually fall back into sin. And then he has us where he wants us to be. And we're like, how did that happen? Yeah, it happened because you neglected spending time with God on the daily. But it also can happen with distraction. It doesn't always need to be something like, yeah, I distract myself. I'd rather do this than that. But we can also distract ourselves from pain. And I can talk about my life, especially because I used to suppress my feelings. I did not talk about my feelings at a younger age. When I was sexually abused as a kid, and I didn't talk with anyone about it. In school, I was so quiet. I rarely talked. And yeah, I never talked about my feelings and how I felt and what I wanted, because I thought it doesn't matter and no one cares anyway. So why should I say that? And doing that Of course, there's something stirring up inside of you which is not good, which is giving you the feeling of worthlessness. And you're like, yeah, why should I say this? I don't matter anyways, or no one cares anyways. And we can do that nowadays still. We can be like, this made me sad, but we're not speaking up about it because, like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But then we're still thinking about it a week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, and it doesn't leave us. And then it manifests in us and leaves something. For example, if it's a person who said something which wasn't even meant in a bad way, but it manifested within you, you always, every time you see that person or be with that person, you remember this. And it can impact you in different ways. It can even impact you in a spiritual way on how you pray for the person, or if you don't even pray for the person at all, even if no harm was meant by what the person said in the first place. So we can suppress feelings, but it is so important to come with those feelings to God and not distract ourselves from it and be like, oh, it wasn't a big of a deal, so I would just like watch a happy movie because I'm not sad and it's not, I should not be a baby. No, don't down talk your emotions. Your emotions matter, and what you take seriously and what hurt you hurt God. And he wants you to talk to him about it and to bring it before him so that he can bring healing and revelation in it. That there is no space left for the devil to bring a lie into it that is going to deceive you and make a, how do you say, and there's a German saying, makes an elephant out of a bee. I don't know how you say it in English, but it's a saying that something that was so small became so huge because you accumulated all that, those feelings and emotions that are not good, and then there are coming lies in, oh, the person did this and said this, so look what they said before, this is what they do now to let you feel it again because it's still their position, even if it's not. So it's just like, give yourself some grace and show yourself and that you matter, that your emotions matter. Because you do, and God cares for you, and he wants to be in every area of your life and every emotion that you feel. If it's the pain, the happiness, the anger, like everything, he wants to be in it with you. We can also beat ourselves up when we realize that we have been distracting ourselves and have been drifting apart from spending time with God on a daily. We can also be like, oh, why am I like this? Why am I not like this person? And why can I not be like this? Why can I not finally be consistent with you, God? And we can start to like feel so guilty. But this revelation that we have been distracted and have been far away from God comes from the Holy Spirit, who tells us, hey, spend time with God again. You haven't been spending time with God for a while. It's not like you haven't been spending time with God. What are you doing? How can you be this way? Like, God never shames you. God never points a finger on you. But everything he does in love, for God is love. So if you have the feeling of, oh, I should have done this, and oh, God hates me, he doesn't hate you. He loves you. And he welcomes you back, and he wants you to be with him every single day so that he can give you the spiritual food, the manna that you need to also be spiritually nourished, to be present in those moments and hear his still small voice and whisper that will also detect every lie that is being brought in from the enemy and from people who don't mean any good for you. So this is why it's so important to really nourish ourselves on the daily and to store up spiritual goods, because we have to store up those spiritual fruits for those moments of weakness, of darkness, so that we can be the light and the light can shine through us. So when we feel like guilty and are like, oh, we should have done this and we could have done this, it's like the Holy Spirit, he's reminding you. He's not convicting you. Of course, to some degree, he is convicting you, but it's not a conviction without an answer. Not a conviction that dooms you forever, but it's a conviction so that you can come back and change your ways before it's too late, of course. But it can be so easy to think of the earthly things, to think of, oh, I want to watch that series. I want to do that. I still need to meet my friend. I still need to shop this. I still need to prepare this. We can all be like Martha in this one situation where Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet. We can all be like this, like her in this situation. But it's about sitting at Jesus' feet and being like, with every emotion I feel, I come to you. I don't distract myself with happy movies because I don't want to cry. Or because it wasn't a big of a deal. It was a big of a deal. If it hurt you, it is a big of a deal. And then we have to remember that it's written in Colossians 3 verse 2. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So in every emotion that we feel, we shall also think of the things above. It's so important to not distract ourselves with earthly things, because earthly things will pass away. And if we distract ourselves with earthly things, we cannot keep our eyes on the things above, because we have our eyes fixed on other things, things that are passing away and not for eternity. And I'm also preaching towards myself, because how often did I say, oh, I'm too tired to do Bible study now before bed, but then scroll on my phone for hours researching what camera to buy, what like things to cook on TikTok, on Instagram, created like posts and scheduled stuff and things like for 2 or 3 hours. And I was like, before I was like, I'm too tired for a Bible study, but I can stay on my phone for 2 to 3 hours. Like, let's be honest, there is always time, but we choose what we feed, our spirit or our flesh. And when we do that, we also reflect this into the world. We shall be the light. And we also reflect that on the outward, because we will be different. People will see it on us. People will see Jesus through us. When we spend time with him daily, we become more and more like him. This is like when you spend time with a person every single day, a lot of time, then you will pick up habits from that person. You will become more like that person. And this is what it's going to be like with Jesus. If we choose to spend time with him every day, we become more like him. We see things more like him, and we hear him. Even like, you know, when you know what a person thinks just by the base on what they like, what their facial expression is, when you know them really well, and we will be able to know what Jesus would say in that situation and in that moment, because we know him. And when you know him, we also know what he would say and what he would do in that moment. For there's also this bracelet that was around for a while, or I think still is around, was like WWJD, which was like, what would Jesus do? And if you know Jesus, you also know his word, you know that so many things in the Bible are situations that are still applicable today. And his words haven't changed. It's still the same. And his call, what we shall do, also hasn't changed. So the more we spend time with him, the more we know him, and the more we know what he would do in those situations, and because we become more like him, we are also more likely to do what he would do in those situations. Of course, we are still not perfect, but we are in this process of sanctification. But we are only able to move up in this process and progress if we stay on track and don't fall into distraction. Because it also says in Romans 12 verse 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Speaking of the things and situations that Jesus would do, that we would know because we know him, because we set our minds on the things above, and we are able, by renewing our mind, to lay off old patterns of what we would do and know what Jesus would do. And then we also have it in Matthew 6 verse 24. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And this is so true. You cannot serve watching like Netflix every day for 3 hours, but just spending 5 minutes with God, or being like, oh God, good morning, thank you, blessed this day, amen. Like, what's the compensation? Like, it's not fair. And you cannot serve both. So you have to choose what you spend more time with, because what you spend the more time with, the more you'll be reflecting off. There was something a guy said. His name is James. He had like this amazing testimony, and he talked about it, that you are delivered by association, but you're also bound by association. So what and whom you spend the most time with, you will also reflect that. So if you spend time with worldly series and movies and everything, don't be like confused and don't be surprised when you reflect habits of what is being done in the movies, or if you are being desensitized to violence and all those things because you're watching it. But also if you spend time with people who are worldly, then you tend to adjust and conform to their patterns because you are friends and maybe you are afraid to lose them. So you also have to make sure to feed yourself spiritually and spend time with people who are bringing you further in the spirit, who are bringing you closer to God. So you are either delivered by association from all those things that are troubling you and tormenting you and the darkness, or you are bound by association when you're spending time with people who are themselves tormented by spirits or things that are like reflecting violence and things that are not of God, darkness. Of course, all of this sounds so complicated. All of this sounds like, yeah, but how should I do that? I'm just human. I'm not perfect. I cannot do this. But yeah, how good it is that we have the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit. Because in Romans 8, 26 to 27, it says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. We are not alone. And this is why Jesus also said, I have to go so that the Helper may come. The Helper is the Holy Spirit who enables us to be convicted, to be reminded, and to realize where we stand right now and what we need to change. And even the things that are keeping us distance from God. And when we are distracted. But in the end, the Spirit advises us, the Spirit helps us. But we have to be ready and willing to accept it and then put it into practice. So it's really important to remember that distraction is really bad. Distraction, because it will not let us see the things of God. It will let us miss things of God, the things that God wants to say or things that God wants to do in specific moments. And we always have to remember, when the devil can't stop us, he will distract us. Because then we are not rooted, like the tree by the river that will never wither, but we start to lose some roots, or some roots get spoiled, because he is like, the roots cannot maintain if we don't water it regularly. So if the devil can't stop us, he will distract us. Always remember this, and there is so much more that God wants to do through you and in you and with you, but if you keep on distracting yourself, you won't be able to hear his voice. You won't be able to receive the fullness of the things that he wants to do through you and with you. And you won't be able to reflect the light in a way that he wants you to, because you are not living according to what he says how we shall live and how we reflect the light. There's also the talk about the spiritual garment. We all have our white robes, and we decide if we either soil them or keep them white. You can read this in Revelation 3. And yeah, so we definitely have to remember this. And I just quickly want to pray for us, because I'm also like preaching to myself, as I said. I have been distracted and really felt like I was so distant from God that I didn't even care for a moment. Of course, a lot of things have happened, but I'm so grateful that the Holy Spirit keeps on helping us to come back, no matter how far off we were, because I was not angry at God, but I was so passive with God, like a week ago, because after a skiing trip when I was on holiday, I also hurt my knee, and it really got on to me mentally, because I couldn't walk properly. Now I'm healed again, like I can move my knee, praise the Lord, but I was so distanced from God, because within that week of holiday, I also didn't spend much time with God. I didn't read his word daily. I didn't do my study and devotional time with him. So this is already where it started. I was distracted because I was having a good time. We were on vacation. We were skiing. It was amazing. Until I had the accident. But I didn't spend time with God. And then the accident happened. And it got onto me mentally. And I was like, because I couldn't walk properly, I had pain like I never had before. And was so angry, because it was such a silly accident that if I would have been more patient and would have been more attentive, or would have just waited, it wouldn't have happened, because I got off the lift too early. Which is like, you know, you have to get off the lift when the little like mountain goes the other way. But I wasn't. And I was like, this is such a silly accident. Like, couldn't it have happened when I was skiing? So I also was beating myself up, because I was like, this was so stupid, Karina. How could you fall like this? This is such a silly and stupid accident. So I was beating myself up. And then because I wasn't spending time with God and beating myself up, and because it got onto me mentally, I distracted myself with like watching series and with like just like resting and doing the things I had to do. but not really spending time with God. And then it just got worse and worse, and I backtracked into sin. And I was just like, at one moment, I was like, God, no, like something is not right. And this is all because it accumulated over the course of 3 weeks. No, like 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. So this is why distraction is so dangerous. If it's distraction from pain, if it's distraction from I don't know, media, if it's distraction from the things and the situations of what is happening in the world, everything, we shall come with it towards God. Because if I would have come to God with every day of my vacation, maybe I wouldn't even have got injured. Who knows? But I'll learn it on my silly mistake. And now it can be a testimony to know, never be distracted. Because over the course of like weeks, suddenly you end up somewhere where you never thought you would end up again. And you're like, how did that happen? And it happens because you don't feed yourself spiritually on the daily. But yeah, enough about my story. Distraction was already something got placed on my heart before the vacation, where everything was still fine. But how beautiful it is that it still applies now, and that I also had my learning out of it that I can share with you, so that you may be encouraged, that you may be uplifted in the spirit, and may be reminded that you stay consistent with God and spend time with Him on a daily, and don't let distraction distance you from God and distance you from what He wants to tell you. So I would say let's pray together, and then that's already it for today. And yeah, so let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your wisdom. I thank you so much for your guidance. I thank you so much for Jesus. And I thank you so much for the Holy Spirit. I thank you so much that we can learn each day in and out of your goodness and out of your word, how patient and long-suffering you are with us. I thank you so much that you remind us and that you sent the Holy Spirit so that we can be reminded when we do not know what we ought to pray for, what we are ought to do, that Holy Spirit, you help us to see what is to do, because you will open it up for us. And I pray against every distraction, Father, for myself and for every listener, Father. I pray that whatever is distracting them and whatever is keeping them away from hearing your voice, from receiving your blessing, from receiving your promise and being able to see what you want to do through them, I break it off in the name of Jesus. I pray that they will see you clearly and that they will have this desire and hunger to spend time with you on the daily. I pray that every chain will break that is keeping them chained to things that are not from you. And I pray that there will be freedom and deliverance, Father. That you will send people into their lives that will equip them and really like lift them up in the spirit. I thank you so much for every life listening, for all your daughters and sons. And I pray that you will guide them with every single day. I thank you for the wisdom you impart on us and that you make available to us in your word, and may we feed on it daily. May it become our daily manna that we are dressed spiritually and fed spiritually. May your armor be dressing us, and may we be walking in your light day in and day out, and may we be your light, and may we reflect your light and shine out your light into the world. Thank you so much for every single life. Bless the rest of the year, the few days that are left, and have your way in every single one of us. Praise be to your name only, Father. And thank you, Jesus, that you have set us free. Thank you for this time that we can celebrate your birth. Thank you for this time that we can celebrate what you have done for us. Thank you so much. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for always guiding us into God's truth. So I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus, and I lay it all before your feet, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, yeah, I hope you liked today's episode, and I really hope you have an amazing rest of the year. We have 5 days left, and how satisfying is it that it's ending on a Sunday? And the new year is starting on a Monday, like the first Monday, and then January, and the year is ending on a Sunday. It's like so beautiful. But yeah, I really hope that you have a blessed time, that you enjoy the time with whomever you're spending it with, and that you are mostly spending it with God, especially also in the new year. So blessings be with you. Bye-bye. Again, thank you so much for supporting this podcast, and if you want to continue to support it, make sure to leave a review on Spotify or wherever you're listening to my podcast. And if you want to stay updated, make sure to follow Words on Wednesday by Karina on Instagram to receive encouraging posts and reels. But also, we have weekly prayer requests and praise reports that I've imparted so that we can become a community that prays and intercedes for one another. Again, thank you for listening and for being you. May God bless you and have an amazing day.